Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Here to join you this morning, 402-558-1110 is the number to be a part of the program. Also, 888-250-2091 if you're outside the metro area. That's how you can get in and ask a question, make a comment, be a part of the program, and we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Good for anything your heart desires over at the service center. Just call on in and be a part of the show. All right, so last week, if you missed the program, this week, I'm looking at my Facebook feed because, of course, this morning I bought a new piece of equipment because I have a failing USB hub here that was causing issues with audio. So I thought, replaced it, everything was great, and then it wasn't. And then, so now I've got some people that say they can hear me and some people that say they can't. But the official audio check, the Facebook audio check engineer, Winston, has told me that my audio is good, and he is the official word of the Compute This program. So therefore, my Facebook feed at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations is up with audio and good, and it should even give you caller audio today too. As I mentioned, 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091 if you'd like to be one of those callers. So last week on the program, we told you how you could breathe new life into your modular PCs and solid-state laptops. We're going to go over that in a little bit more detail today. There was a lot of great questions. You know, not a whole lot of people came into the service center for some reason in the last few days. It was one of those days we were kind of closed because of all the snow and stuff, but, you know, gee whiz, people, you know. No, I mean, honestly, it hasn't been safe to travel, so not a lot of people have come in, but a lot of people have called in with questions. So I want to clarify some of the details on that offer, make sure that everybody's on the same page there as well. We also last week told you about some new hardware that's coming out in 2024 that's going to facilitate something called edge processing. And I just glanced right over that. Boom, edge processing, blah 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 blah. And didn't really explain what in the world edge processing was or why it's something you really want to have. So I'm going to go into that. I'm not going to get super technical on you with it, but I do want to go into that in detail because if you understand the concept of what edge processing is, it's pretty easy to understand how it is a positive force for privacy in your life. And if you have hardware that has the capability of doing edge processing, your data will be more secure than somebody who is therefore having all their data offloaded into the cloud. So we're going to go over that a little bit today. We also told you about Starlink offering space-based cellular service. It's not up and running just yet, but it is going to be coming along here real soon. And we shared the origin story of Firefox with you, which was kind of cool. I didn't realize, honestly, that Firefox was basically in the beginning just Netscape Navigator. And then it became, rising from the ashes, the Phoenix, you know, it was the Firefox. And then all of a sudden now it's got a 2% market share again, like it's dying again. It's my favorite browser. It's what I use. But man, when only 2% of the public is using the same browser that you're using, people stop coding websites for your browser and testing with your browser. Well, they're going to test with Chrome and they're going to test with Edge. And they're just going to not mess around with Firefox because no one's using it. And so therefore, sometimes you get websites that don't act quite right when you run them in Firefox. So that was kind of a sadder story for those of you who are Firefox users out there. Coming up on the program today, as I mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit about this special that we have going on in January where there is no labor to upgrade your Schrock modular PC or solid state laptop. Also, the edge processing concept, we're going to go over that a little bit here on the show too. There's also a new report that has come out that is basically confirming some things that were conspiracy theories right before the 2020 election, some technology censorship things that were happening, but not by the usual suspects, but by somebody that you thought you could really, a technology you thought was pretty straightforward that you could trust. So we're going to go over that, what happened there. And then also, you may have seen this post yesterday on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. The Cox Media Group, not affiliated with Cox Communications, by the way, different company. Cox Media Group introduces active listening. A blog post appeared on their website talking about how awesome it is that they can passively listen to every microphone on your TV, your Amazon A-Word device, or your cell phone to listen to your conversations and provide you with specifically targeted advertisements that are very top of mind for you in your situation. Obviously, a super scary story. But is it true? So we're going to go through that and kind of break it down and see, is this something that is actually happening or has happened or it continues to happen? We've all had that experience, right? Where, I mean, has your Amazon A-word device ever just gone off for no reason? Like you're having a conversation with your wife in the kitchen and all of a sudden it's like, the origin of the word rutabaga is, and you're just like, what? What are you even talking about? You know, and then I think they've actually coded Alexa so that if you say shut up, Alexa, it just stops talking. Like it doesn't say okay or anything. It just stops because that's why we're together in unison. We're both like, shut up. And it stops. Kind of creepy. We've all had that where you're talking about something and then all of a sudden the next day you're seeing ads for that something. You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of creepy, right? And you kind of wonder sometimes. We joke, are they listening? Well, this story says they are, and that's kind of creepy. 402-558-1110, number to join us on the program. Also, does your laptop have a hot charger? You know, everybody gets a little nervous when you're charging your phone or your laptop and that charging brick gets really, really hot. There's tons of new technology this week to talk about from the Consumer Electronics Show. Most of it you will never see in your lifetime. You know, are you going to get Samsung's new AI robot that follows you around the house and makes sure your laundry gets done? No, probably not. You didn't buy it in 2020 when it first came out. Now that it's AI equipped, you're not going to buy it now either. Not that you, if I told you to go buy one and held a gun to your head, like you could go find one of these robots. There's all these, the translucent television probably has a higher probability of ending up in your living room than the AI-based Samsung robot. Those translucent TVs are crazy. You turn them off and it's like a pane of glass. So like literally they're just translucent. There's no plastic. There's nothing. It's just a piece of glass. And you turn them on and it's a TV screen. Crazy. There's some cool stuff, right? But a lot of this technology you're never going to see. So rather than tell you about all the cool things at CES that you are never going to see in your lifetime, I thought it'd be kind of cool to tell you about a new charging technology that you can buy on Amazon right now that you probably have no idea even exists or why it's any better or what it could revolutionize in electronics going forward into the future. So fun stuff today on Compute This, guys. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us. 888-250-2091 outside of the metro area. So before we get down to all the fun stuff here, let's get the business out of the way. All right. So at Schrock, over the years, over the 25 years we've been in business, many of you have purchased modular computers. And I remember back when we started selling computers and customers would, you know, you get hit with the, how do I know you're going to be in business a year from now? And, you know, you're like, well, you know, I don't know that I'll be in business a year from now if you don't buy this computer. So, hey, let's help a brother out. So you had all those in the early days, you know, where you're like, how do I know you're going to be here? And you're trying to sell an extended warranty. And they're like, I don't know if you'll even be here to service it. And, you know, over time, over 25 years, people stop asking the question. And, you know, okay, for some adults in their life, we've been here their whole lives. And we are still here. So we're kind of established now, right? And so a lot of people have our devices. They have our desktops. They have our laptops. And, you know, like any device, while ours do last a whole lot longer than other ones that are out there, than, you know, your Dell or your HP, for example, or your Sony Vaio, our computers tend to last 4 to 6 years as opposed to 18 months. So, they last a little longer, but still, everything goes obsolete eventually in the technology world. So there's a lot of modular computers just chilling out there in people's basements or maybe still hooked up even in their living rooms, and they just don't use them as much anymore because they're too slow or they're not safe to use because they have the wrong operating system, or you know, maybe they're just your laptop is better so you don't touch it anymore. What if, because when we sold you these computers, the big selling point was they're modular, right? So even when they become obsolete, we can still upgrade them to meet the needs for you and your family. But then what ends up happening is you calculate the cost of the parts, and then you calculate the cost of the labor to install the parts and the cost of the operating system to upgrade it to Windows 11. And you add all those numbers together and you're like $100 off of a new computer or $100 lower than a new computer. And you're like, well, for $100 more, I could have a whole new computer, brand new everything, and a 1 year warranty, I should probably buy the new computer, right? And that's the trap that a lot of people fall into. So sure, it's upgradable. Sure, it's inexpensive to upgrade compared to trying to upgrade your Dell or your HP that you can't upgrade. They physically make the devices so they cannot be upgraded. But these modular computers can be. It just sometimes doesn't make fiscal sense to do it. Because, you know, you need a motherboard, you need a processor, you need memory, you need maybe a new hard drive that's a little faster, and then an operating system. That's, you know, what parts are you keeping? You have the case, you know, you have the power supply, that's still in there. Maybe you have a DVD drive? Yeah, I don't know. The power cord, you're keeping the power cord. That's right. So what if, though, we could bend those numbers to make it more affordable? And what we're doing this month in January, we've never done a sale like this before. You guys, normally the January sale that we have done every year for years and years and years has been, hey, your computer has an old, slow, mechanical hard drive in it. Bring it in. We'll upgrade you to a solid state for no labor. And it was a very popular sale. The first year that we did it, just blown out of the water. The second year, still big deal, but not quite as intense. Third year, you know, most people who listen to the program already have a solid state hard drive. Now, you know, 5 years later, everybody's got a solid state. If you don't have a solid state hard drive right now, you don't have a toothbrush. I mean, you're missing out on some of the basic comforts of life, you know, at this point. So what we decided to do this January, instead of just limiting this to hard drives, we said basically the thing that's happening now is that the cores are going obsolete on people. The main core of the computer, the motherboard, the processor, the memory, the thing that makes the world go round inside that big box is what's obsolete. So what if we could replace that core for customers, but not charge labor on the replacement? And in doing that, you get a computer that is current technology spec. It's literally what we're selling out front, but it's, you know, $200, $250, $300 cheaper than buying a new computer. So if you didn't get a new computer for Christmas and you really thought, yeah, man, I wish I'd have got a computer. I should have got a computer. Should have got a holiday special, whatever. We can upgrade your old 2006 holiday special to be a 2024 holiday special. It's a motherboard, a processor, and memory, and a hard drive in this case, but no labor. That means there's no labor for cloning your hard drive. We copy your hard drive over so all your programs and files are still there. There is no labor for upgrading the computer. If it's on Windows 10, we'll get it up to Windows 11 for you. That means there's no labor on installing the motherboard or the memory or the processor. All those parts, by the way, do come with a full 1 year warranty. So if something does go sideways on one of the new parts that we put in, you do have, it's kind of a, I don't want to call it a limited warranty, but it's a warranty on those components, right? If one of those components would fail, but then you can just put a full warranty on the whole computer. And if you don't use it, you get your money back at the end of the year. We refund it back to you. And if you do use it, well, that means your power supply probably failed or your case power button broke. I don't know. The power cord, it melted. That, you know, that could have happened. But basically, you could have a warranty on the whole system that covers everything going forward. So there's no doubts, no hassles, no issues. That's what we're doing this month at Schrock. So if you have a modular computer, like a modular desktop, or one of our solid state laptops, the things we can upgrade on laptops are primarily memory and hard drives. We can't really do processors and things like that on the laptops for a lot of reasons. But sit tight on that note until about April and we'll have a solution for that for you. But if you're just looking to increase the size of that hard drive or maybe get a newer, faster hard drive or some additional memory put in the computer so it can multitask better and switch between tasks a little more efficiently, this is your opportunity to get that work done with no labor. Now, let's put that in a box, put a little bow on it, set it aside. If your computer doesn't turn on right now, if it's broke, this doesn't mean we're going to fix your computer for free. So in other words, if your hard drive has failed and it won't turn on, we can't clone it. We have to fix that core problem first. Okay. So if there's an existing issue with the computer, that has to get fixed first. And there is a labor charge to fix that. So that was some of the confusion. So Thor, I've got a computer that has a blown out power supply, won't power on. But when it does power on, the hard drive is bad. Drive Advisor tells me it's at 0% health and it's bad, 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 bad. And sometimes I get blue screens when I run the computer saying memory errors. So I have all these problems with the computer and I think I'd like to do one of these upgrades to this new stuff. Well, you know, if you don't want your data off the hard drive, well, then we can do the upgrade with no labor. But if you need the data off the hard drive, you know, that's not part of an upgrade. You know, that's different. That's fixing the hard drive first and then transferring the data. We have to charge you to fix the hard drive. So that was some of the confusion last week. So that's on me. I apologize for that. But bottom line, guys, if you're looking to upgrade your computer, your Schrock built computer, this offer does not apply to HPs. We can't do it. It doesn't apply to Dells. We can't do it. Everything in those computers is custom made to be obsolete in 18 months. And they don't make new parts that fit into the old boxes. But at Schrock, because everything is modular, we can do it. And we can save you a load of money on getting your computer up to current spec. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take the first break of our program. When we come back, Steve, the first caller of the program, coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to secureupdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to secureupdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at secureupdater.com.
Alrighty, folks, thanks for sticking with us through the break there. You're listening to Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Working hard to get back to normal this week. It's been a real challenge. We did have a day where we were just closed because it wasn't safe for anybody to go out. We had a couple employees that were willing to give it the good old college try, but it wasn't worth people risking themselves. So we're open again, normal hours again. All the locations in Lincoln, we are just south of 15th or 14th and Pine Lake Road. It's actually 15th, but no one knows where 15th and Pine Lake Road is because there's no street there. 14th and Pine Lake Road, just south there. Also in Papillion, 84th and Highway 370. Our Omaha Service Center is 168th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Mall. And then in Des Moines, 9500 University Avenue in West Des Moines, Iowa. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this morning. How can I help you on Compute This?
Yes, good morning, Thor. This minus 16 didn't stop you from getting that OF 250 Ford started this morning.
Oh, no, not
well, it, in the garage.
Yeah, it sits in a garage. It was at a cool, crisp 12 degrees in that garage this morning. So, I mean, you know, heat wave.
Yeah,
relative heat wave.
Anyway, this advertising. Yeah, my phone is just, can I bring it, my phone in and sometime and can I show me how to get rid of all these advertisements? They just keep popping up like you were saying, you know. We just get flooded with these advertisements.
Gotcha. So on a phone, there's a lot of different vectors. See, you know, your phone grabs your attention differently than your computer does, doesn't it? Like when your phone vibrates, yeah. You almost kind of feel like, if I don't look at it, I need to look at it. Like, it vibrated. It demanded my attention. And, you know, how did we go to the point where the phones rule what we do? So, but basically what advertisers have figured out is they can use that level of attention to sell their products. So push notifications are notifications that are sent up onto your screen by an app that's installed on your phone that says, hey, look at this, check this out. And so one of the things that I've learned to do over time is reduce the number of push notifications. So for example, Facebook, I'm an admin on several radio station Facebook pages. And, I'm a little jelly because, KFAB, KFOR, all those stations, WHO, they all get more Facebook likes than I do, And so, but my phone, every single time someone leaves a comment on one of those stations would vibrate. And I mean, it happens multiple times a minute. And so I had to turn off the notifications from Facebook since they just don't notify me when there's anything to see. And Facebook hates it. They bug me all the time to turn my notifications back on. But then my phone is now quiet and I've silenced those notifications and I can use them. So if you want to bring that in, this is one of those things, guys, that kind of, it skirts the line. We're not going to charge you to show you how to modify your notification settings on your phone. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop by one of our service centers, ask one of the people at the front desk to give you a hand with that, and we'd be happy to help you out with it.
Okay, that sounds good. How much in general was the upgrade on the computer? You're talking about, you don't have to charge labor, but mm-hmm. you might have to have, new parts in general. Is there a ballpark figure?
Yeah, I mean,
on the upgrade,
a lot of it's going to depend on the choices you make because there's a lot of the wide range. If we're saying we can put anything in the computer, so it's like, how much does anything cost? Well, the bottom line, the entry level price, if you were going to upgrade it to a Windows 11 capable computer, that's the like a Boundless that we would do today for a processor and everything, you're looking at like $400, $350, something like that. If you were going to do something a little more powerful, like you wanted the Ryzen 5 or maybe the Ryzen 7, like what we put in the Venture computer or even the Holiday special processor, those are going to cost a little bit more because they're more powerful processors. 8 gigs of memory doesn't cost as much as 16, and 16 doesn't cost as much as 32. A lot of it's going to depend on the choices you make. But what you find if you start looking at those choices is, it's $150 for a Ryzen 3 and it's like $200 for a Ryzen 5. So for $50 more, you can get a four times more powerful processor. Most people make those kind of choices. They're like, okay, well, $50 more, it makes sense to do it. Let's go ahead and do that. And we can step sure. through that. In many cases, we can even do this over the phone, guys. So if you want to call in, if we can look you up in the system, find your computer, we can give you a rough estimate. Obviously, everything needs to be eyeballed by a technician before you consider it the gospel. But we can give you a rough idea over the phone, kind of like what I just did here on the radio.
Thank you, Thor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you. Appreciate your call. Have a great afternoon. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Last week, we introduced this concept called edge processing. It sounds super complex, but actually, it's not. And it's complex in its execution. You don't have to know the execution to understand it, though. I know my F-150 started this morning. I don't know how it started, but it started. So, I don't need to know exactly how the engine works. I just need to know how to start the engine and how to maintain the vehicle, right? Well, edge processing is the concept that right now in the world of AI, one of the reasons that AI really spooks the heck out of people is because everything in your life acts like a data collection device. Your car, your phone, your TV, literally the little Cox communications box if you still have cable on your TV. If you don't have cable, if you use streaming services, they know what icons you looked at, what you searched for, how long you hovered over things, what previews you watched, how many seconds of that preview did you watch? And they use all this data to basically deliver better service to you or sell that data to other third parties. Well, all this AI data that's out there, all these AI models rely on this data to understand you better so that AI in theory can make your life better. Many people are not willing to exchange the privacy of this data in exchange for the benefits that AI gives us. Right? People turn off the location services on their phone because they don't want Google knowing where they're at all the time. But if you let Google know where you're at all the time, Google can actually be really, really helpful in directing you where you need to go, alerting you about, if there's a police presence up ahead, if there's an accident on the road, you know, literally you can get these notifications on the dashboard of your car as long as you let Google in. You just got to let them in. And some people aren't comfortable doing that. Now, what edge processing does, edge processing puts you in the driver's seat because your device, your computer, your cell phone, all these devices, once they're equipped with these newer chips and storage capabilities, will be able to store your sensitive data locally on your device, where a local on your device AI agent can use the data to deliver amazing services to you without ever transmitting that data to a third party. In other words, edge processing is going to restore the privacy that's been eroding for the last decade by saying, we don't need a big data center to process your data. We can do it right here on your device. What this is going to require, though, is devices that have the horsepower to do this kind of work. Because if your device doesn't have the chops to do it, it's just going to get offloaded to the cloud anyway. And you can't really control everything that gets offloaded to the cloud. And it makes sense for the cloud to want to process your data locally because it saves them money. So all I'm saying is you're not seeing any of this yet. This is going to start hitting you with the 14th gen Intel processors. So this is all CES tech that's not out yet. But when it does start hitting, when you start hearing about edge processing, know that you want it. You want to be able to edge process because it will keep your data out of the cloud. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Craig, stay on the line. Your call is next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock service center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new SchrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right. We are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in to Compute This. Thanks for sticking with us to the bottom of the hour. I hope everybody got their donuts and everything. Winston, you're still getting her donuts, right? I mean, I know the honeymoon phase is over, but long-time listeners know what I'm talking about. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. Some of the comments in Facebook today, Jenny posted a comment that there was some confusion about her her Endpoint license, which we haven't sold Endpoint in half a decade. And so the Sophos application that we replaced Endpoint with, basically there was some glitch in the account. There was two Jennies in our online system with the same last name. And one of them was renewing their antivirus and the other one wasn't. But this Jenny this Jenny's been with us since people asked us questions about, like, how do I know you're going to be here in 2 years? So I know this Jenny, and I know she is the, she is like prime Jenny. She is Jenny one. Okay. So Jenny, I'll make sure you're taken care of and I'll look into that. But I'm glad that everyone in Omaha was able to get that sorted out for you. Amy is the goddess of the SOFO system. She can do anything with it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091, number to join us on the program. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones real quick. Craig, thanks for holding on the line there. How can I help you on Compute This?
Good morning.
Good morning. Four.
Yes, I really appreciate your highly informative and entertaining show every Sunday morning. And this business you run is fantastic, the way you service your customers and offer us wonderful modular products like you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So I appreciate it.
All right, so the quick question I got, I'm in business too, and I'm in sales, all right? Okay. So one concern I do have in business is actually taking sales away for myself ahead of time in front of business. So you have no concerns that this new promotion of yours, where you're upgrading an existing Schrock computer, like I bought a computer in 2020, and then I had buyer's remorse wishing I had waited for the Christmas sale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So what are your thoughts on that, please?
Well, technology is like poker. You're either in or you're out, but you're rarely ahead. You know, there's always going to be something newer and bigger and badder coming around the corner. Last year, we really pushed the envelope with the holiday special, so it's going to be a little tough to top that this year. Just fair warning, I'll hedge my bets there. But, you know, great. It was your concern is a great case in point. So if we upgrade everyone's existing modular computers, who's going to want to buy an ultimate upgrade in April?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things like that. So what it comes down to, my philosophy on this, we want you to be a customer for life. We want to provide services and products to you that are so helpful and so pleasant that you would choose to continue to do business with us. Not because, well, there's nothing else out there, but because, no, this is great. I love what they do, so I'm going to keep doing business with them. So if we keep you in a modular computer, whether we upgrade your existing one and basically put our money where our mouth is and prove the point that we can do these upgrades, that these things are modular, they're different than what you can get on the shelf, or off the shelf, I should say. Or number two, you buy a new computer and you trade that one in. You know, whichever the case might be, whatever is the best solution for you in your situation, that's what we're going to recommend for you. So a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to wait for the ultimate upgrade. And I remind people that the ultimate upgrade is the opposite of the holiday special. The holiday special is, how much technology can we possibly pack into a computer at a cost of $1,500? The ultimate upgrade is, how inexpensively can we make a computer and still have it run Windows 11 nicely for people? So
yeah, good.
It's a completely different approach, right? And, you know, it's not that one is wrong and one is right. It's just different approaches for different situations. If you have a holiday special, for example, even one from 2020, you're not going to want to trade that in for an ultimate upgrade, because you're going to get a computer that's less powerful than your holiday special.
Right.
So you're
right.
For you, it would make sense for you to upgrade. Now, for an upgrade option, you don't have to go all the way up to the latest and greatest stuff. We could quintuple the speed of your computer with one processor change. You don't have to change your memory. You don't have to change your motherboard. You don't have to change anything in that computer. Now,
a couple of things. I bought an ultimate upgrade, not knowing that maybe I should have waited for the Christmas special, because I might have wanted the higher technology and stuff like that. I could have afforded it. So I think probably that's why I'm glad I'm talking to you. Well, number one, you got a customer for life. That you do have. But I might check with your people there in Elkhorn then and see. You have them look at the data on my computer, the ultimate upgrade, and then ask them. You know, this, right now would be a good time to do it and save the labor and get the thing upgraded, correct?
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I mean, worst case scenario, you'd need a motherboard. And if you need a motherboard, then that necessitates all the other changes. But again, which motherboard? You know, if we put you into the holiday special motherboard, then you have to change your memory, because the uses the new DDR5 memory. If we put you into like a Venture motherboard from the existing Venture line, would be way more powerful than what you have, but you wouldn't have to change your memory. So there's lots of different ways we can slice it up. And again, like I said, the way that we order our parts and we do business, you know, we don't manufacture our own motherboards like Dell does. So I had a customer the other day say, you know, hey, what's the motherboard in the holiday special? I want the specs on it. Well, those we all use the same motherboard in. So those I can say, here's the specification for your holiday special. Now, 3 years from now, if somebody tells me or asks me, what was the motherboard in the 2023 holiday special? I'll be like, I don't know. I mean, remember, wrote into your computer and see what it was. So, you know, it's not like a like Dell.com where you go there and it's like, oh, I've got motherboard version 1.2 and you click on it. So they might want to remote in and take a look around if you have time to do it. But yeah, we'd be willing to help you out on that, Craig, and get you some options so that you can get the upgrade that's right for you.
Thank you. And God bless you and your people.
Yeah,
all right.
You too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Craig. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Do you guys remember before, I feel like you ever talk, when you say 2020 election, it's like when you're walking through a field, beautiful flowers, and you suddenly realize that underneath the flowers, there are landmines. And you just stop walking for a second and you're like, do I want to go here? I don't know. But if you recall, no matter what side of the political spectrum you were on, before the 2020 election, there was a story that broke. I think it was the Guardian or the New York Post. I forget. New York Post, I think it was, that there was this laptop in a repair facility that was abandoned by Hunter Biden. And on said laptop were all kinds of salacious things. Well, you know, a bunch of intelligence guys came out and wrote a letter about how it was Russian disinformation. They all lied. We know that now. That was not Russian disinformation. It was his laptop. In fact, Hunter Biden is suing the guy because it is his laptop. He's literally suing the computer repair guy now. Well, one of the things that happened that was really spooky, of course, at that time, censorship on social media was in its heyday. So you couldn't direct message on Twitter you couldn't send a link to the story. If you tried to click a link on a Twitter post to this story, it would say this website could harm your computer. You know, you can't look at this. If you send an email, your emails weren't getting through. I mean, it was atrocious, the level of censorship. So what some people did who were trying to share this knowledge about what was going on, you know, in the weeks, literally week or two before a general presidential election, they resorted to text messaging. So you would send an SMS message, a text message to a family member. Have you seen this story? And here's the link. And there was some weird reports at the time that some people's text messages just weren't going through when they had links in them to this story. Huh. Well, it is now confirmed that T-Mobile was, in fact, spiking your text messages that had links to that story. So yes, your text messages are being monitored by your carriers, your service provider. And it was what they said it was just a faulty spam detection, you see. I didn't realize that my text messages were being scanned for spam. I suppose I would appreciate that if people were spamming me text messages, you know, with links to things and, you know, T-Mobile was screening those out. You know, like you get the text message, need to meet a beautiful Ukrainian woman, and you know, there's a link. Well, you know, you don't want people to click those links. And there are some people that'll just click those links. And so you don't want that. So you want to kind of protect people. And I get that. I don't understand how a link to a New York Post story would be mistaken as spam. They're like one of the oldest newspapers in the country. Weren't they actually established by a founding father? Literally? Kind of interesting. So one of the things that this makes you aware of is that everything you do on your device, everything you do is watched and monitored, which makes us paranoid, right? Well, Cox Media Group comes out with this blog post. Cox Media Group is not associated with Cox Communications, by the way, different companies. They came out and they introduced this thing called active listening, where they were able to monitor all the microphones and devices in your home, your Amazon A-word devices. Yes, Sophia, she could be monitored. One of the people on Facebook said they call her Sophia because you can't talk about the device without the device waking up, right? We don't talk about Bruno. So your Amazon A-word device, your smart TV has a microphone in it, so you can, you know, command the TV to change channels or maybe use a Zoom or, you know, do a video conference with family members, things like that. So it's got a microphone built in. Of course, your smartphones and your tablets all have microphones built into them. And what this company, Cox Media Group, said is they were actively listening to these connections to listen to the ambient conversations to determine what is top of mind right now. Now, if you were listening in my house last night at 11:30 at night, what was top of mind was, why is our second story heater turning off? Not working. This is bad. We need another space heater. Let's get it up here. So I would have been seeing ads for, you know, Iman Plumbing, heating and air. Or, you know, I would have seen ads about furnaces or furnace filters or, you know, things like that, because they're actively listening to what's going on in the home. That is super creepy. That's way creepier than T-Mobile screening my text messages. This is like an invasion of privacy. But is it true? So they took the pages down off their website, the blog post about this, they took it down. ZDNet did a deep dive on this whole situation, and they claim, they believe that this is not true. Not that it didn't happen, not that the article, that the blog post didn't get posted. The blog post certainly got posted. There's an internet archive record of that, that Cox Media Group put up a blog post that said they are doing this and were selling it as a feature to customers who want to buy ads or learn how to target their ads. What ZDNet is saying, though, is if you look back at the guy who posted the article, it looks like before that he was like the SEO guy at Cox Media Group, and he was posting like 12 ways to boost your plumbing business, you know, those kind of articles that you find on the internet that are, you know, just spammy SEO articles. And it looks like this was like somebody just handed this guy the keys to the blog and said, okay, now go to town. So he decides to put up this article. So it sounds like maybe this was fake the whole time. Active listening, an overview. Maybe that they weren't actually doing it, but could they do it? Is it possible for them to do it? The answer is it's very difficult, because on your devices, your microphones, things like that, on your phone and your tablet, you have to have an app installed on the device to allow the device's microphone, whatever, to be turned on and monitored. When you install an app on your device, it tells you these are the permissions your app needs. When I am installing some shady Chinese crypto app on my phone, I do not give it access to camera and microphone. It doesn't need it to show me crypto prices, okay? You don't need my microphone. I don't need to be able to read the crypto price to you. I'll type it in with my little meaty thumbs. How about that? My little meat sticks. I can put it in and hit enter. Okay, great. You don't need that, right? Amazon Music. You don't need access to my nearby devices to improve my listening experience. Amazon Music wants to know all the Bluetooth devices in my home and how close I am to each one of them to determine the best way to play my music. Sorry, you don't need that permission. Last year they were saying, well, then you can't listen to music in high definition. We just get standard definition then. They've stopped doing that now, thankfully. You know, so all these apps, they want these permissions to be able to do these things. And if you give them the permission to do that, then they will start monitoring you. In fact, most modern iPhones and Android devices, if you bought one in the last 3 years or so, and if you haven't, you really should upgrade. But if you have one for the last 3 years, if you don't open an app in a certain amount of time, the phone will automatically revoke that app's permission. This is really annoying with my Hy-Vee app, because I don't log into the Hy-Vee app to see the latest sale on grapes. I want to see my fuel saver points and see how many points I have and when they're expiring so I don't lose them. But I only check it like once a month, right? So then all of a sudden I don't get push notifications anymore from my Hy-Vee app because all of its permissions get revoked. And then I have to launch it again and it never gets updated because its permissions got revoked. So then I have to update it, and then all of a sudden I can see my fuel saver points. So, but it's protecting me. The phone is protecting me by revoking these permissions that the app that I'm not using doesn't need anymore. So you can rest assured that even though Amazon A-Word devices are super creepy and come on at really weird times, talking about things that are not even related to what you're talking about, even though that's happening, there isn't a central company unifying all these different technology brands together to collect your data and sell it. Because if that was happening, don't you think Google would be doing it? Don't you think Amazon would be doing that right now? All these individual companies, why would they pool their devices with everybody else's? It was a good point. So I'm not super spooked by the story. I don't think it was actually something that was happening. I think it was some kid that was posting something cool on a blog to try to generate traffic, and he got millions of clicks for Cox Media Group. 402-558-1110. Does that mean he's good at his job? I don't know. 888-250-2091. We're going to take a quick break here. We got a full bank of calls. We're going to get through as many of them as we can. Gordon, Amber, Dale, and Vince, stay on the line. You're next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. BlackRock Innovations' biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the modular lifestyle or shop online at SchrockInnovations.com.
Alrighty, guys, final segment of the program. We got a lot to do here. So before we get into that, I want to make sure I mention that there will be an after Schrock following this program at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. If you don't do the Book of Faces, that's fine. When we're all done, we'll get the video posted up at schrockinnovations.com. We have to post the after Schrock on Rumble, though. So it's a link to a Rumble video if you don't know what Rumble is. Rumble is the place where you post things that you can't say for the censors, you know, because they will, like, deplatform you. We got a warning from YouTube, so then we had to offload the after Schrock to Rumble because we talk about all the edgy things there, and there is a lot of edgy, shady stuff to talk about this week that's happened in the world around us. But nevertheless, 402-558-1110. Gordon, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
Good morning, Thor. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, bud. So you've mentioned a couple times Firefox might be sliding out, and you've also mentioned, I think, in the past that you use Firefox for your passwords.
Yep.
So if Firefox dries, what are you looking at might be your next choice?
Well, and if I had to pick something that was an alternative to Firefox, the only thing I don't care what you use, don't use Chrome.
Right.
That's 47% of the public is using Chrome right now. And the reason I'm so negative on Chrome isn't because it's a bad browser. In fact, I would recommend you use Edge. And Edge is just Chromium, the thing that Chrome is built on. And of course, if you use Edge, you're just giving your data to Microsoft instead of giving it to Google. So either way, they both have ad networks. It's both, you know, it's the lesser of two devils, basically. I mean, and there are other browsers out there. A lot of people are going to call in and say, use the Brave browser, things like that. But they have even less market share than Firefox does. And so I can guarantee you no one's coding their website to check it against the Brave browser. You know, I'm holding out hope that Firefox can right the ship. Maybe if they stop paying their CEO $6 million a year to run a nonprofit organization, maybe they could put that money into R&D instead, for example. I mean,
that's crazy.
Firefox gets all their they have a $547 million annual budget, annual revenue, and most of it comes, ironically, from Google, because Google licenses a lot of technology from Firefox. So they get a lot of money every year from Google. So you have a situation where your number one competitor is funding the number 4 competitor who only has a 2.2% market share. But because they get all this money from their technology licensing, their CEO gets a bajillion dollars. And, you know, I'm not one to knock a company for paying its CEO. Obviously, as a business leader myself, as a president myself, I prefer to be paid highly. But you know, when your business is struggling or even dying, it's not a good look. It's really not a good look. Thanks for the call, Gordon. I appreciate you joining us on the program. Oh. Do you have something else there, bud?
I was hoping. Thank you. Hopefully, quickly. I have a laptop. It's a little Dell XPS. And I'm typing away, say, an email or something like that, and I've got paragraphs written, and I think my fingers will stray over, and I don't know whether maybe control function, the Microsoft key, alt, or something like that, and all or parts of it just disappear.
Okay, now run that past me. I just found out we don't have phone numbers for callers, and I was like, no, I can't draw, I can't contact a winner. And so I missed part of what you said, Gordon. You said that when you hit a button on a keyboard, something disappears?
Yeah, if I'm sitting there, you know, say I've been typing and putting in all sorts of, say, an email or an email, and I think my fingers stray over, and I think maybe hit either the control function, the Microsoft key, alt. It's kind of a relatively small keyboard, and all or part of all this stuff that I've been writing just flat disappears.
Like it's been deleted, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not it's not like the start menu pops up over the top of it. It's just it's gone. All right, so when you have something, the shortcut for undo is Control Z. So if you have a situation where you accidentally stray and hit a button or something or accidentally backspace something out you didn't mean to, a lot of times you can hit Control Z and it will just come right back again. And as long as you don't send
Z as in zebra?
Yes, Z as in zebra. Control Z is the shortcut for undo. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's what I always try. And if I accidentally delete something or backspace something out, I can hit Control Z and it'll come back for me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. Appreciate it. Amber.
Take care.
I think you might be the final caller of the program, and we're going to see what we can do here. But how can I help you on Compute This today?
All right. Hi, Thor. I've been listening for a few months now. My friend Jim got me into the show.
Cool.
I have this weird idea. I was helping him set up his ring last month, and I have this idea that some psycho HOA could use the ring system to essentially spy on an entire neighborhood with the geofences and cameras by requiring everybody to set it up. Is this possible, do you think,
in
your opinion?
The police do it all the time. The police have access to that. Through Amazon. Yeah, they can subpoena Amazon and get everything from a neighborhood on all the cameras that are on everybody's Ring doorbell. But as far as an HOA, unless you have like